The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Craig Hughes, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Tell us about the government announcement today in relation to bicycle theft.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, so they announced this Lock It or Lose It campaign, right? And obviously, look, it's very welcome that Gardaí are going to be boosting enforcement in this area. But I don't know too many people who are, you know, cycling into town, leaving their bike unlocked and then acting surprised when it's stolen. Now, look, I'll be a small bit facetious there. They're encouraging people to have a good quality lock, and they have these kind of blue bikes that they're going to be putting in the city, which highlights an area that is going to be monitored by CCTV. But really, the problem here is kind of the black market and the kind of lack of deterrence around people selling bikes in the black market. One thing that actually I was quite frustrated with today was, you know, Junior Minister James Brown encouraged people to etch their air code onto their bicycle frame so Gardaí could perhaps track them down if they found their stolen bike. And I was kind of saying, well, hold on a second here. Have you considered having a centralised database, for example, for anyone who either wants to opt in or, you know, that's recorded at the point of sale, which to me seems like a pretty, you know, straightforward idea as opposed to an idea that's clearly full of holes in terms of scratching a barely legible air code onto your bicycle frame.
Which presumably could be quite easily erased as well by anybody, a professional who steals a bike, because it does seem that a lot of bikes are almost on a quasi-professional basis. The thefts are organised.
Exactly. And I mean, it must be very frustrating for some people as well. I mean, look, a family member of mine was cycling a bike that was you know, more expensive than his car for a long time. And these are people who have their serial number written down. But still, if your bike gets stolen in Dublin and, you know, it gets found in Donegal, for example, I mean, it'd be so much more convenient and so much more easier for it not to be traded on the black market if there was a database that Gardaí could go to and say, OK, look, this is obviously Matt Cooper's bike. We can get it back to them. And I can't understand why they haven't considered why it hasn't been considered. I put it to the minister today. And, you know, it seemed to be the first time he said, oh, yeah, look, well, we should probably consider that. I said, yeah, you should.
Well, let me bring in David Timoney of the Dublin Cycling Campaign, because another thing that strikes me in this is it almost seems to be like putting the responsibility back to the victim of crime. Now, look, I know we all have to be careful about how we do things to protect our own property and the rest of it. But surely the emphasis should be on punishing those who are responsible and also in making it safer for people to be able to park their bikes places in confidence.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Craig. Yeah, I mean, it is a bit of kind of victim blaming, but being pragmatic about it, I mean, it's not a new problem. Bike theft has been a problem as long as bikes have been around, and it really is a question of prevention. And once a bike is stolen, it has proven very difficult to reunite it with its owner, even if it's recovered, for a number of reasons. So there are kind of three prongs to reducing the problem, and Craig is right, the second-hand bike market is one of the three legs of the stool, but the two other legs, which are perhaps more important or as important, one is bike locks. So we do support the Garda campaign today. And it is a question of really having a kind of high-end, heavy-duty, kryptonite-style lock. That's definitely one really important aspect. The second one is bike parking. So, I mean, your bike is only as safe as the lock plus the rack together. So the type of racks we see on the city streets, they're the stainless steel racks, they're called Sheffield Hoops. That's the gold standard, and we need more of that. So a good lock plus a good rack. Reduces the risk.
David, should more employers be providing bicycle racks either indoors or outdoors at a place of work? Should the councils be providing more safe locations, maybe even monitored locations? Or what about car parks? Should they be required to give over portions of their space to these secure locking places?
Yeah, well, in all of those areas. So definitely employers should be installing these Sheffield hoops. Apartment blocks are high theft areas, and you know, we did a lot of research in apartment blocks around Dublin, and what we found is that the bike parking was effectively useless. So these type of wheel racks where you put your front wheel in, they should be really taken out and dropped to the recycling centre and replaced with the Sheffield hoops. So apartment blocks, employers. I mean, what's interesting as well is sports clubs and schools. And there's currently a scheme where, through the city council, where sports clubs and schools can apply for free bike parking. So really, we'd encourage all the clubs, all the schools, go onto the city council website and apply for that.
How much do these racks actually cost? And how much should you spend on a good lock?
The racks, like, it's a pretty low cost solution. I mean, they last something like 20 years. They probably cost about 150 euros and maybe another 50 to install them. So, and you'd have two bikes that could be locked at that. So it's relatively cheap. And in terms of the amount you should spend on a bike, I mean, these high end kryptonites cost about 80 or 90 euros, but it's well worth it.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, David Timoney of Dublin Cycling Campaign and Craig Hughes from the Irish Daily Mail.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.